ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Let's go. 6:02 on Tuesday, the 19th day of August. 19th. Tomorrow, the 20th. Like, oh my goodness. I thought today was the day that the technology was taking over. I thought the robots were taking over today.
Why?
It was bad. It was not bad tech day in my house, but it seemed like everything was fighting against me.
Yeah.
My computer or my printer kind of went on strike. I do still print some things out. I print items out for the show so that I have them readily in front of me. I grab them in my hands. I can hold them.
Yeah.
My printer was like, I'm not doing it.
Oh.
It does not. And then it spit out like a bunch of gibberish. And I went, oh my God. Maybe this is the day.
Because, mm-hmm.
you know, all of a sudden, remember this, all of a sudden COVID happened. You know what I mean? For those that are old enough, we woke up on a regular Tuesday and all of a sudden it was 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And yes.
And I was like, is this the day that the robots? Because
robot takeover.
Yeah, I didn't know. They had infiltrated yesterday. Did you guys get the email? Did you get the audit? Please tell me. You did not get the Odyssey IT, and I'm making air quotes. You didn't get the email from Odyssey IT that told you to change your password, and you actually clicked on the thing. Tell me you didn't do it.
No.
Michaela.
No, I didn't. I was waiting to talk to our engineers.
Did you see the IT?
Because I was like, hold on.
But you got that email?
No, I got it.
Yeah, it's fake. It's fake.
Insane.
I can tell you.
It's crazy because it's at odyssey.com.
This is what I'm telling you.
It looked better and better.
It looked good, but I also knew based on what it was saying that it was BS.
No, 100%. It was like, your password's longer than what it was saying. And
yeah, and I'm like, my password is that long.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to be honest. I didn't read that email if I got it. So let me just go back and now
that's
I know.
One of
I figured that might be the one thing that would save you is just that.
Whoops.
I was like, we'll catch Michaela in time to go. Don't click on that.
Exactly. So we're all safe.
Yeah. Yeah, you're good.
Good.
Fine. You doing okay?
Yeah.
You doing okay?
I'm doing all right.
Just all right?
I'm doing all right.
Do you need a hug?
No. I went to get some caffeine today.
Giving out free hugs today.
I'll take the hug, but
free hug Tuesday.
I went to go get caffeine shortly before the show started. And for the first time ever in the 4 years I've been working here, the can exploded on me.
No.
So now I want a refund because it was $2.50 for a can. That's another topic. But I don't know what omen that is. It doesn't seem like it's a good
all
sign
over your
for
little
how the
white
day's
shirt.
Gonna be. Yeah, the one day I was like, let me do a white tee.
My printer, you getting the energy drink explosion. Do they normally explode?
No.
Don't they explode?
Never.
They don't have carbonation?
It's never happened. Well, I mean, yeah, but it's never shook up. Like, the machine isn't, like, shaking it up. It's always open.
It was here.
Yeah, I bought the machine here.
Right
before the show started. And that's never happened.
Shady.
Exploded all over me.
I'd leave a note for the guy.
Yeah, of course.
We used to have somebody that you could go to. They had a little slush fund.
Really?
They actually had money. The guy, the old vendor, the old people who ran the vending machines, and when we actually had somebody in the building that kind of was... I don't even really know what her job title was, but she just kind of ran stuff around here. Office manager,
okay,
I suppose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She was kind of, and she kind of had a variety of things that she had her hands in.
Love.
Like she would help the market manager, then known as the general manager. They had the office next to the corner office, and they would just kind of assist wherever needed be.
Mm-hmm.
And if the machine effed up, the old vending machine guys would give her a handful of, they'd give her a bunch of ones and a handful of change. And it was like, great, if anybody has a problem, just pay them with this.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and it was kind of cool. And then they just kind of kept track. You know, no big deal.
No, it's super dope. Now half of our audience is like, what's cash?
Yeah, what's cash?
You know, it made me think of, though, my nephew when he was 5, we had this vending machine in our apartment building, and he would only come over to sleep over to go to the vending machine, and we'd have this little jar of ones, and he would take the ones, and he'd go, bye, see ya, Mika, and he'd go to the vending machine and come back, and it was
You had a vending machine at your apartment complex?
Yes, in the lofts downtown.
6? Did you live in a Motel 6?
Yes, but a very luxurious one.
A good one.
It was the Jewel. One, it was the Jewel downtown. And we loved it. And my nephew was so little. We were. No, we were not. It was 10 years ago when rent was still like decent. And they were just new and they were still like cool.
Yeah.
And he would come. But he thought we were. He was like, I just want to go to that vending machine, see Amiga.
Honest to God, if you're a little kid and somebody has a vending machine in like where they live.
Yeah.
That's baller.
I was 30 and I thought we were baller. I was like a vending machine.
You know what? I can be honest with you. You weren't wrong. You weren't wrong. You were rich.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Not the truth. Aces have won 7 in a row. The entire league is scared. Huge game tonight against Atlanta. Atlanta's number 2 in the league. This has massive playoff implications. I need a 10,000 strong pack of crazed dogs at the at Michelob Ultra Arena tonight. I need extra security. If you ever saw the old movie Slapshot, where they brought the ambulance just to show how tough it was going to be in there that night, and the guy gave him an extra 20 to go around the block with the siren on just to make it look dangerous.
Yeah.
That's how clever. I want. That's what I want. Tonight. Oh my God, Summerlin South Little League.
Yeah.
Did you watch yesterday?
No, I just got the highlights.
A pitcher's duel, which is crazy because both the Summerlin kids and South Carolina have been hitting the snot out of the ball.
Oof.
And yesterday the pitchers took over, went to extra innings. Our kids beat those evil kids from South Carolina who I think just got the internet.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I can see it on the news. I can see them celebrating because it's up right now. Oh my God, they're so cute.
Yeah, they won 1-0. And if they beat Connecticut tomorrow, they've got a spot in the United States Championship on Saturday, potentially. And then if they win that, then you play for the Little League World Championship on Sunday.
Whew,
but now
incredible.
We can talk about such things. And poor Michaela took her to go boxing yesterday. Is that your issue?
Yeah, it was my fourth class.
Yeah, and now your hands hurt.
You guys, I want to say this very honestly. This is not an exaggeration. Boxing is so hard. I don't know what I thought it was, but it wasn't. It wasn't what I thought it was. It is so hard. My hands are still cramping. They're still in a fist. I've been done for 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're still in a fist. If I breathe, my back hurts because it got something back there, like a rib.
Punched in the kidney?
No, it was me against me. Like I caused myself the pain. It's tough.
Oh, yeah.
We did some hard drills yesterday. I mean, look, I'm not going to stop. And when you guys... I'm speaking of security, if you want me to take you to Aces today and guard you, I will, because I know.
No, I need you to be in there stirring up trouble.
No, I got you.
I need you to be in there.
I can throw a 1-2 and a jab, so.
Yeah, great.
You're ready.
So that's probably all you need.
Yeah, no, it is.
No, there's no fighting. They'll arrest you.
Okay.
That's not good.
Oh, would that be good press for the Chet Buchanan Show?
Like, probably not.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good press is
how did that? No. No. I don't know that that's always true. How did that affect your drum lesson last night?
I don't have drums today. Drums are easier for me. Listen, my dad taught me
but
when I was little.
If your hands hurt, you can't hold the sticks.
True. But it's more my hands and my body with the body. Who knows? Maybe my drumming career is over too. We'll see how it goes today. There's Charlie horses in my wrists, and then that's how we're starting today.
It's a good conversation starter. How did your drum? How come you're not drumming anymore? Boxing. I'm sorry. What?
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things on 98.5 KLUC.
You know, I should say this right now before we get too far down the road, too. High, low, I want to go to Disneyland.
Yes.
Back next Monday.
Yes.
Next Monday. Who wants to go to Disneyland? We got free tickets. It's all on the way. Who's on the phone right now?
That'll be Cheyenne Cuzan from Mountain's Edge.
Yeah. Hi, Cheyenne Cuzan. Does it rhyme like that real?
Is what?
Does your first name and your last name rhyme like that for real?
It's Quizan, but close enough.
Oh, Quizan is so fancy.
I was trying to force the rhyme. I'm sorry, Cheyenne.
No, I appreciate you. That's Eminem does it all the time. Don't even worry about it. Nobody ever gives him crap. I think that's awesome. Thank you. I appreciate your effort.
Thank you.
So Cheyenne, Michaela was at lunch with her. You want to tell the story?
Yeah.
You were at Ugly Lunch with your friends.
Yeah, I was at Ugly Lunch with my friends. We all go, no makeup. We have to. It's the rules. But also that means if you're getting a spray tan, something, if you're baking, that's okay. So my girlfriend said, I think I smell, but I can't tell. So I said, well, lift up your arm. And I smelled her armpit. We're close. We're best friends. And she was like, well, do I? I said, well, you smell like spray tan, but nothing too bad. Our other girlfriend, so grossed out.
Could barely eat.
Could barely. Well, and that she was like, why would you do that in a restaurant? Why would you do that while we're eating? And why would you do that? And I was like, girl, she's our best friend. We got to let her know. She was disgusted by us. But I think it's normal.
Are you a sniffer? There's two types of people in this world. Are you the person that would sniff your best friend's armpit? Or are you the person who's completely grossed out by it?
I would probably sniff her armpit just to let her know.
And let's be honest, when was the last time you did it? A week ago?
Never,
a month ago?
But I would still do it.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
Just, it's not like I enjoy myself. It's just we needed to know.
Yeah, was it like you were, come on, get over here.
It's not a kink. I felt bad for my girlfriend. I was like, let me smell your armpits.
Do you do the, Cheyenne, do you do the, where you fake, like you're wiping your nose on your own shirt, but you sniff your armpit?
I just, full on do it. I'm not ashamed. I need to know.
Yes, Quezon. Yes.
I love that. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll be somewhere and then that's what concerns me is that I'm like, ew, why do I stink? Because I'm not generally a stinky guy, but if it ever pops up, like if I ate something and I can't quite get a handle on what makes it happen, but when it happens, boy, do I reek. And so, I'll give it one of these. You can't see this on the radio, but imagine I'm trying to wipe my nose on my arm and I'll just kind of.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. If you could visually see it, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was just great.
Yeah.
Buddy of ours went on a rant online about one of his family members invited him over for dinner and then served him a cold meal. And at this point, we don't know. Sandwich, whatever. By his standards, and he does have standards, which makes him fascinating. Lunches are cold. Dinners are warm. If it's not warmed up, it's not dinner. And how dare you?
Oh.
I would. Now, listen, I'm a guy that my wife, it makes my wife crazy. You're just going to eat that out of the refrigerator?
Oh,
yep.
Yeah.
You won't let me warm that up for you?
Yeah.
Nope. I'll eat it. So I'm not that dude. Do you agree lunches are cold and dinners are warm?
I disagree because sometimes a sandwich sounds really nice for dinner.
That's what I say to you.
Yeah. Sometimes I get done with a salad for dinner.
Cereal.
Yeah, I could do a salad. Mm. Cereal.
Cereal. Yep. Sushi.
Yeah, what's up? Sushi for sure.
Is there anybody on the cold meals are lunch and warm? Is there anybody on that train? Adrian, you're the only one left.
Nope, I'm not on that train.
You're not on that train.
It can be cold or hot. Right, doesn't matter.
Yes, so
yeah,
Ron's,
food is food.
Yes, so Ron's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
which we kind of already knew. Cheyenne, have fun at Big Time Rush.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Yeah, and we'll see you there. Hang on one second.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, y'all know what blue strips means?
No.
Do you know what that is? Do you know what that is?
Nope.
Adrian, I thought you might. Blue strips, because that's the, it's got the blue woven into it on $100 bills. That's Jesse Murph going.
Love it.
F you, poor ex-boyfriend. I'm rich. I'm rich.
I love it. I didn't know what it meant, but I love that song and I love her.
Yeah.
Thank you.
May use that now. You know what I'm not using?
What?
You know who I could do without?
Who?
And I'm really sorry if this is you.
Okay. Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay.
I don't think I'm pretty up to speed with your verbiage, with the words that you use.
Scale of 1 to 10. How much do you think it's me? Knowing the story.
4.
Okay.
Only because I'm on the face of it, if it was just me and you, we didn't know each other.
Yeah.
9.5.
Okay.
Right now, because I know you, 4.
Okay.
You're not a, you're not a trendy language user.
Right.
Type.
Yes.
You're not that girl.
Mm-mm.
But man, could I do away with the people who do use the word L-E-W-K for look?
Oh, a look.
I went with an all black look today. And L-E-W-K, for whatever reason, it bothers me. There's a reason I bring that up, not just to be get off my lawn guy.
Get off my lawn.
Cambridge Dictionary. The Oxford English Dictionary added new words last month. Now the UK's second snootiest dictionary has followed suit. Let's see. Let's see how much we know about. So if this has already trickled all the way down. To Cambridge Dictionary. Let's see how far. Let's see what we all know. Man, is it this? No. Ooh, that's
still a vibe.
No, Michaela.
Not a vibe this
year. No, Michaela.
Put
that's
your lotion
not a vibe.
Away.
Yeah, put your baby oil away.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I hate that song. Go. Oops.
We don't like that.
Yeah. No.
I was looking for the Leave It to Beaver. Right. I was looking for the Leave It to Beaver music for this, but yeah, whatever. We'll go without it. Michaela, do you know what skibbity means?
No.
Now it's been around. Skibbity's around a lot.
Yeah.
But does anybody really know what it means, Adrian?
It's a transition word.
Yeah. You know what? Well done. That's a great way to put that. Defined here as a word that can have different meanings. Could be cool. Could be. It's like aloha means hello and goodbye.
Oh, okay.
It has different meanings, such as cool or bad. Like, what the skibbity are you doing? Or, that wasn't very skibbity riz of you.
Not skibbity riz.
Delulu, you know what that is?
Of course.
It is?
It's illusional.
Uh-huh. Tradwife. I'd never heard this until today.
I actually like them. They're the wives that like make sourdough bread. They do a lot of things from scratch.
The Coldplay ex-wife now. She was a tradwife.
Short for traditional wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Married woman who stays at home doing all the stuff. Have you heard the term broligarchy?
No.
Adrian?
I have not.
Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are both part of the broligarchy. Tech bros who are extremely powerful and want to have political influence.
Broligarchy?
The broligarchy. So it's the young guys.
You know,
you got your older guys. You got your, George Soros. Who's the Berkshire Hathaway guy? The other old super rich guy. And you got your old rich guys and your younger rich guys. The younger rich guys are the broligarchy.
Okay.
Do you know what DYOR is?
Do your own rude.
Nope. Research.
During research. Oh, okay.
But apparently this is so widespread that they're putting it into the dictionary. How far behind are all of us?
I know, my God.
Are you aware of the cardboard box index?
No.
It's a way of measuring the health of the economy according to how many cardboard boxes are being produced or shipped.
Oh, God, terrible.
Funny. That's pretty funny. Have you ever heard of a nano ship?
Yes, and I don't know what it is.
Adrian?
No, I have not.
A very short romantic interaction with somebody.
Yes, yes,
with no
yes,
expectation
yes.
that it'll go anywhere.
Mm-hmm, you ship a couple, ship. Yes.
Oh, I was thinking about reels.
Career catfishing.
Oh, when you like pretend like you're better at your career than you are. Fake resume and stuff.
No, you accepted a job offer, but then you don't show up.
Uh-uh. What? Okay.
I know,
power
right?
to the people. I like it.
Oh, yeah, of course you do.
That's wild.
Stick it to the man. That's so great. It's funny that you jump in with that. That's funny. Smartphone face.
I don't know.
When an actor's face looks too modern for them to be believable in a drama set in the past. Oh, that like, okay, look, you look. Like you're in the 2000s.
Yeah.
In the age of the smartphone.
Uh-huh.
You don't look like you were back in the Viking days.
Uh-huh.
You're too damn good looking.
Okay, compliments.
They didn't have good, yeah. Have you heard the burnt toast theory?
Mm-mm.
No.
The idea that a minor inconvenience, like if you burn your toast in the morning, might actually be preventing something worse. Oh, might actually be preventing something worse from happening later in the day.
Oh, yeah, like when you get held up and it's actually a blessing that something happened.
I thought this, when I first started reading that, I thought it was going to be completely opposite. You know what I mean? Like, oh, burnt toast. Oh, ruined my whole day. I can't go to work. I thought it was going to be that.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Well, there might be a positive for me with the soda incident this morning.
You should go home. You should go home.
All right. You said it. See you guys tomorrow.
You're not in a good mental space.
Bye, guys.
You can't possibly.
Have a skibbity day.
Bye. Oh. I'm sorry. Would you just...
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Is that how you use that?
Who knows?
Is it a skibbity day? Yeah, but your Luke is ruined. Your L-E-W-K.
Oh, yeah, your Luke.
Chet, I am disappointed. Your favorite word of this year, you didn't say it.
Which?
Yeet. It's in the dictionary.
I like yeet. It didn't show up here.
Shame on them. I'll talk to them.
Yeah, no. So apparently Webster or Oxford is down. Cambridge is not. Because all that was left was Metaface. When your photos are enhanced with filters and everybody looks the same.
Metaface. Face up.
Manterrupting, obviously. She-laborating. Explaining some. Oh, it's not what I thought. I thought it was when women would collaborate. No. Explaining something in a much more detailed way than is necessary.
Love. Okay.
Often making the explanation more confusing. I think I she-laborate.
I love
probably
that.
A lot. And air jail. The act of lifting a pet into the air to stop or prevent bad behavior. Air jail.
Stop.
Never heard of before. Good feeling stories of the day. Coming up next, a peacock named Kevin.
Okay.
Totally. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right.
Totally worth it. And a woman in Ohio noticed that her dad needed a hobby. And she launched a thing, and it's become a thing. You know what I'm saying? And we'll tell you about it coming up in just a minute.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 7 o'clock, Tuesday, the 19th day of August, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Do you think they were in on it at XS with that Justin Bieber impersonator?
I wouldn't put it past. Because look how much press it got. It's genius. And I do feel like XS and Wynn do think a little forward. They're more forward thinking.
Sure. But why not? What do we do to get our name? What do we do to get our name out there without having to do traditional advertising?
Yeah.
So what do we do? And we bring this guy in.
If it was planned, it was genius.
Because the story, fake Justin Bieber performs on stage, racks up $10,000 bar tab after convincing Vegas nightclub. It's some dude from, I didn't realize they knew, Dylan Desclos. He's from France. He's a Justin, professionally, he's a Justin Bieber impersonator. Even, and remember I was saying match up the tattoos?
Yeah.
He got the tattoos.
Oh, wow.
Like Bieber, just so this can be his bit. But
yeah.
Then you look at the dude, the one picture that I'm looking at right now, I'm like, oh yeah, that's not even close.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, what if they were in on it, and it's brilliant, and here we're talking about it. I'm sorry, Adrian, you were going to say something.
I don't see how it's brilliant, because yeah, we're talking about it, but now, like, if I'm a customer who pays for a table, who runs up a tab and spends all this money, I'm not paying for a fake cosplay guy to I want Justin Bieber performing the night that I booked this table.
But they didn't promote it as Justin Bieber going to be here and then pulled a bait and switch. It was just like,
I understand.
Look what happened. And then they still tell all their friends, you know, when they're looking at TMZ or, you know, Lad Bible or whatever on social,
mm-hmm.
And then you go, I was there. And it makes it exciting again. Like, what's going to happen?
Yeah. Oh, I feel like my friends would clown me. Ah, you wasted all that money for a fake Justin
Bieber.
Your
friends are jerks?
I guess.
At that point.
You wouldn't feel like a doof? Like, I just spent $5,000 to see a fake insert celebrity perform.
But that's not why you paid it. You didn't know it was going to happen.
I understand what you're
saying.
So you didn't pay
$5,000 for that. You paid $5,000 to go to the club or whatever you paid.
And they got lucky.
And then, oh my
fake
God.
Lucky.
And then, oh my, you got fake lucky. You got fake lucky. But just like, hey, you know that thing that happened? I was there.
You know what? I'm going to co-sign so hard on this. If they were in on it, I'm so brilliant marketing.
Yeah, I like it.
I'm going to impersonate somebody for us.
I have a hard enough time being me.
I know.
I don't know. I get God trying to be somebody else.
I know.
Yeah, you have enough going on with your swimsuit modeling now.
Thank you.
What day is that?
It's Thursday.
Thursday, mm-hmm. Photo shoot. And you didn't know it was a photo shoot and walking the runway.
I did not.
She's got the walk kind of down. We should do
she
a
doesn't.
Video.
She She doesn't.
No, you're good. You just be you.
Here's the nice thing about the swimsuit thing. She's got plus size models, petite models. So it'll be like a very girl friendly. It's not like the Angels Victoria's Secret runway.
Wait, a minute ago you were saying she and you meant you. Now you're saying she and you mean your friend?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, well, a minute ago you were saying she.
Oh, you said to Adrian.
She's got it down.
She's got it down. I said she doesn't have it down.
And then you said she's got this and that. So you mean the other girl now?
Okay, I said she meaning me. And then I said she meaning her.
For those of you who are wondering, yes, I am messing with her on purpose. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. Apologize.
It's the same way when they get mad that I call you girl. And I'm like, I'm not calling him girl. I call my dad girl. Even when I'm on conversations, I'm like, girl, can you believe this? But it's not him. It's just the
Mads
word.
Mads overstating. Yeah, Mads, they're not mad.
No,
but
I
you know. Yeah.
I know.
Frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
At best.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you're not ready for this? You're going to be great.
No, I'm not ready to walk.
You've done worse. You've done.
Worse?
I mean, that was a bad choice. Not worse. But I mean, you've done similar.
Like what?
Oh my God, the Harley shoot.
You're obsessed with this Harley shoot. Can I tell you guys, I literally got my license.
Like in a bikini with my chaps.
That's literally never happened. And when I got my motorcycle license,
it's the Mandela
this is all
effect.
He talked about. It's the Mandela. And there was never a bikini photo.
It's the Mandela
ever.
Effect. I swear it happened.
I
swear to God, just like Mandela died in prison.
Yeah.
We all believe that.
Keep looking, pal. Then hop on the back and let's go for a ride.
We all think Fruit Loops is spelled, I don't know, whichever way it's not spelled. We all think it's spelled that way.
It's
the
true.
Mandela effect.
It's true. I just saw, again, I'm never going to get over the fact that, what's his name, wasn't in Shazam?
Shaq?
Well, who'd they say
no,
it was?
No. The other
no,
one.
No,
the other
comedian,
one. Sinbad.
Yes.
Sinbad.
I'm never going to get over that. Because to me, he was.
And by the way, this kind of stuff has been around for so long, I'm not sure which one's real and which one's not.
I know.
I don't know whether whether we've got it wrong because Sinbad's not in Shazam, or we've got it wrong because he is.
I know. They're messing with our minds.
There was a Shaq movie called Kazam, yep. Right? Right?
Yep. A classic.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
I just don't know.
That's why I said Shaq at the beginning.
Yeah. So
1996 okay. Classic.
God.
Yeah. So tell me again how you don't have pictures of you in a bikini on a motorcycle with leather chaps.
Yeah, girl, in your dreams, okay?
And, well, girl, I saw it. I swear.
Okay. Well, post it. Let me see it.
When it comes up again.
Mm-hmm. Good.
But in my brain, it happened. But yeah, but the bikini thing is no big deal for you.
I'll be you know,
fine.
You know what? It's funny because you wouldn't think it was. It is. I'm nervous and I don't walk in a bikini, but it'll be okay. There's going to be a lot of women and they're supporting and it's my girlfriend's line that she made by herself. She's so excited.
Yeah.
So it'll be great. I am nervous. I'm going to do it.
But hey, between that and then the drumming and the boxing and the singing and this show.
Yeah.
You don't have time for whatever that was we were talking about a second ago that I don't even remember.
What was that again?
Couldn't tell you. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown today. It's a rematch. All the controversy of yesterday, who won, who didn't win. Oh, my God. Jill Gilliland and Elsa Magana. The rematch is next.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, we just realized moments ago that we never did good feeling stories of the day, so.
Yeah.
A peacock named Kevin.
Mm-mm.
A woman in Ohio who realized her dad needed a hobby and her thing turned into a good feeling thing. And this raccoons are the greatest and the worst all at the same time. 8 raccoons. It's like these stories that you hear about kids who break into people's houses while they're away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. 8 raccoons broke in and threw a party. All of that at 7:25, a special edition of the good feeling stories of the day coming up in just moments.
Right.
But first, the rematch, the battle for supremacy. Welcome back, former 5-time champion, current 1-time champion, Jill Gilliland from Wagon Wheel. Why are you trying to mess with me and put Gilligan on there? Why are you trying to mess with me? Why are you trying to mess?
I can do that.
He's trying to mess. He did that on purpose. You did that on purpose, Jill. I know he did.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to trip me up.
I'm on an island by myself.
I like that. I like that a lot. Also, former, would you say you were a former two-time champion?
Three.
Former three. What'd you say?
I heard three-time champion. I heard that.
Former three-time champion from Whitney Ranch, Elsa Magana, welcome back.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello, good morning.
Listen, Gilliland, I like you a lot. Yeah. You know this. But
yep.
You lost yesterday. You did.
No.
But honestly, Adrian dug his feet in so hard, I was like, well, let's just give it another shot.
He's like, she didn't.
Yeah, just give it another shot today. So, yeah. So we'll have the rematch, and you guys know how to play the game. Just answer loud, answer strong, and you're quiz master. Hey, Gilliland, I'm not calling you by your first name ever again. Jill, why do we call her the commissioner?
Because her last name's Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon, the one, the only. Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Lindsay Lohan was set to play which Mean Girl character in the Mean Girls movie?
Elsa
for the early lead.
Regina George.
She was going to be Regina George.
Yes.
And then they just, that happens a lot.
Yeah. And honestly, I couldn't see it that way now at all. Like,
no.
I would never be able to see it like that.
No. What was her, Katie?
Rachel McAdams was Georgina. She was great.
Which all makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, and Elsa goes up one zip.
This singer, known for her Easter egg dropped, released another album.
Elsa to go up two.
Taylor Swift.
We're talking about Taylor Swift.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Easter egg.
Yeah.
God, anymore, if you ever say Easter egg, it's probably a pretty good guess.
Mm-hmm.
What was that question?
She released another album cover for her upcoming album yesterday, and it's beautiful. She looks great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
I know.
So interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Elsa 2, Jill Gilliland from Wagon Wheel, Squadoosh.
This actress, most famous for her role in Basic Instinct and playing Ginger in the movie Casino.
Elsa for the win!
Pamela Anderson.
Crap! No! Jill, do you have an answer?
Sharon Stone.
Are we talking about Sharon Stone?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and the champ climbs back in the game. It's 2-1.
Aside from SNL, this comedian, best known for her role as the best friend in the movie Bridesmaids, will now be the
Elsa for the win.
Kristen Wiig.
Are we talking about Kristen Wiig, SNL, best friend in Bridesmaids? Mm-hmm. Game over. No doubt about
Let's
it today.
Go!
We got a brand new champion.
Good job, girls.
That's right. You know what, Gilliland? I'll buy you a beer anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime, anywhere. You're the goods.
I'll hunt you down.
Yeah, you know what? I'll make it easy for you to find me.
Okay.
You know what? In fact, hang on. Will you keep her on hold just for a second? I want to work a side deal with you.
Okay.
I can't say it on the air because the bosses are fun haters and they hate this stuff. So hang on one second. I want to work a side deal with you. Elsa, nice job. Back
Good
in the runner's circle. Brand new champion.
Thank you.
Big time rush tickets yesterday. Today, if you're interested, we've got two VIP passes to this NASCAR Media Day with Christopher Bell next Thursday. Live Nation is bringing Christopher Bell and the assorted media here to the Odyssey Sound Space. I'm going to host this Q&A. There's a meet and greet photo. If you're into NASCAR at all, this is very cool because Christopher Bell is one of the up and coming, the rising stars.
Yeah.
Of NASCAR. He's a big deal. Plus, we'll throw in two tickets to the South Point 400, and that's coming up in October at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So we've got those for you, and then we'll come back tomorrow and play for Trevor Noah tickets or Trevor Noah tickets.
Oh, cool.
If you want to just flip it over. As you defend that brand new title on Michaela's hometown throne.
waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
Go! The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
I don't think I want to lock us into making this a daily thing, but I kind of like moving it around a little bit.
Let's go.
The good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Cops in Ohio had to try and track down... This woman lost her peacock. The peacock's name is Kevin, and they told the cops, you might have a better chance of getting Kevin.
Not Kevin.
You might have a better chance at getting Kevin to come back if you call his name. The chest cam footage is pretty good, because they're chasing down a suspect.
Be advised, this is a lost peacock. Six has the owner in route. We're just going to try and keep it on the post property.
Kevin, you need to go back to them. Kevin, do not come here. Kevin's coming back your way.
42 Lisbon, be advised, Kevin is attempting to flee.
Hey,
oh, Kevin's thrilled.
Stop. Wait, Kevin, that's hysterical.
Kevin is attempting to flee.
Kevin, we're talking about Kevin. A peacock here. Kevin.
The only way that could have been better is if you just had a guy going, Kevin, 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 Kevin,
yes.
Kevin,
that's
Kevin,
hysterical. Kevin.
Here.
I love when pets have real people names. I think it's ridiculous.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
So stupid.
Also,
I love it.
Also, woman in Ohio started this last month. It's already blowing up. She is Rosie Pollock. She's 30 years old, and she realized her dad needed a hobby. So he's always loved writing handwritten letters to her and other people in the family.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, Dad, I'm going to ask people if your letters are so good, if they need some encouragement, they need a little uplift, I'm going to have you write them letters.
Yeah.
And it's called the Dad Letter Project.
Oh, God.
Here is Rosie and Dad, whose name is Buzz, talking about this whole thing.
It's more than willing to be your dad via the snail mail.
We are inundated with requests to hear from my dad, but really it's people who want to hear from a dad. How many letters have you written, Dad?
I've written over 150. We've recruited other dads to get involved. I write like I'm speaking to them. If they need a father, I'll be happy to be their father.
Oh,
they can write me anytime they want.
Oh, man. So you just fill out a form on the website, Dad Letter Project. Just look it up. I know. I didn't realize this was going to hit us.
I
want
to cry. Oh, my God.
You fill out a form on the website. Let him know what's going on in your life. It could be a breakup. It could be a new job. It could be anything else. There's four dads. There's four dads. But listen, if you go, this is for me and I'd like to help, just if you want to write a letter or if you want to receive one, go to dadletterproject.com.
Oh my God, that literally made me cry. Adrian, you're a dad. Can you write us a letter?
No.
Fine.
He's not the one.
Fine.
And just because this made us freaking giggle this morning, in Florida, 8 raccoons broke into Richard Klerner's house and they literally, he said, they're throwing a party.
I think the raccoon did that 2 or 3 days ago, and then they came back with all their buddies.
They were having a party. There was several of them on the step right there. There were several of them in the jacuzzi just splashing around. The three of them in the jacuzzi splashing around. And then looking at the other videos from the other camera on the side covered porch, we saw them all coming in and out of the house.
They're freaking adorable.
What do they think they are?
Because they're raccoons.
With their stupid little hands.
No, and they're adorable.
I know.
And they're evil.
Yep.
And they're mean. And they're devious. And
I love the idea of them in the jacuzzi, though.
Yeah.
Just relax, chilling.
That's what sold me was the jacuzzi. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Post Malone, Morgan Wallen song there. I had some help. Also, applies here. This is the story of 31-year-old Stephanie Carlquist of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. You may have seen her picture on, you know, on social media yesterday. She's pretty hot. Big smile, dark hair. And she just, she straight lost it. She didn't do all that. He's probably wishing that she would have.
What happened?
Whoever he is, we don't know who he is, or at least I didn't see his name anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They got in some sort of fight. She and he, they got in some sort of fight. She slashed one of his tires. They're not together anymore. She slashed one of his tires early last month. My guess is she's a little fiery. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The old crazy in the head, crazy in the bed. In deal, which was probably great. The fire burns hot all the time.
Oh, yeah.
The real damage came later. They had a second fight in the middle of July. He says that she smashed his windshield, cracked his rearview mirror.
Sister.
Destroyed the radio, filled his vents with glitter.
No!
I kind of like that one. And poured salt in the engine. So I'm not sure what that is. Maybe down the oil.
She knew what she was doing.
Car had to be towed. His insurance totaled it. Mechanics said over $12,000 in damage. This is where it gets great. For some reason, Stephanie hung out when the tow truck driver showed up, told him she was the one that did it.
Okay, accountability.
She also texted the ex a little later on and said, yeah, I did it, but it's because I'm stressed out and I'm pregnant. Not exactly clear whether he is the father or not, but I also do understand.
Mama, listen, I love a crazy girl, but
so,
you can't be doing all that.
So she said when the police came a-calling, she told the cops that, yes, she broke the windshield, and yes, she put glitter in the vents.
God.
She's not quite sure what happened to the radio or the rearview mirror, but that the engine damage was because he's overdue for an oil change.
I believe her.
The mugshot's great. Big smile.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'm searching for Instagram as we speak.
I want you to know.
I have no doubt that you are, you pervert, but whatever. I already tried, but I didn't look very long.
The worst thing you could do to somebody is send them glitter. There's packages, places that you can, to an enemy. You send a package, and when they open it, the glitter explodes in their house. You can never get it out. It's awful. So you might as well total the car.
So have you ever rage broken something?
Yeah, in my 20s.
What was your, yeah. So give me one story.
Or that two, didn't even affect anybody.
Or two, if they're related.
No, I was in a mood, and I was already feeling in a mood, and then I tripped over a cord, and I just ripped that cord, and I threw it across the wall. It was my blow dryer. It wasn't anybody. It was just when I was annoyed.
Yeah.
And it just hurt.
So
like,
you broke a blow
me.
Dryer.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that was it?
That's yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's nothing. Oh, do you have a story?
I have a couple. There's been a door. There's been the TV.
Oh, were you mad? TV.
I hope. Yes, no, yes.
Oh, no.
Yes.
No,
yeah. In anger.
Can I tell you something? No, I'm just stupid. I'm stupid.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, one and the same for me.
No, you're
stupid and angry.
Understood.
Yeah.
No, but I wasn't even angry. So, seventh grade, they're doing some renovations at the junior high school. There was a construction trailer by where we would get on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what was happening. Guys were punching the door, and I took a good shot at it and put my fist through it. It was a cheap, you know, like the cheapest of doors. But I put my fist through it, and some girl told. And so I got suspended from the basketball team and had to work with the janitor after school for a week.
Dang, all because of a snitch?
Dude, when it was all done, they offered me a job. I was so, the guy said, because that's, does that not make sense?
Totally, in every way.
Freaking idiot kid I am.
Yeah.
That I know, and I enjoy, I actually enjoyed it. I liked mopping the halls.
You like being punished.
No. No, but I didn't mind the work.
I know.
Then, so you'd think I'd learn my lesson.
Yeah.
At 12 and or 13.
Uh-huh.
Later, I'm working at a radio station in Phoenix, and I forget what happened. It was good news. I think it was ratings or something like that. And I was just walking down the hall, and I went, yeah. And I just turned and punched the wall.
Oh.
No big deal. Again, no big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right through the drywall.
Oh, God.
And had to pay for it and almost got myself fired.
Okay, but I want to know if you broke something out of anger.
No, I'm not that guy.
Yeah.
I got it in me, but I don't think so. I don't think I have.
So no woman's gotten you mad enough to do anything crazy, I guess.
To carry underwood them.
Because like I said, I punched the TV, broke the TV, punched a door.
I just don't think so.
The door was flimsy,
unless I am conveniently blacking out the memory.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Look at that. Just past 8 o'clock on Tuesday morning, the 19th day of August. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Right about 105 again today. It's been nice the last couple of days, right?
Yeah, it has.
Just normal summer, no big deal.
Totally.
110 by
Friday. Don't do it. Yeah. I knew it.
110 by Friday, and then it might drop back down for the weekend. We may see some monsoon-y.
I was going to say, am I tripping or did I see something with rain?
Yeah, it might be. So it'll be hot and sticky.
I love that so much. Psych.
Yeah, I was like, wait, really?
No, it's gross.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, you know what? Somebody's got to love it. Somebody has to.
Oh, yeah, if you love it.
Not me.
Oh, good.
No, I hate humidity.
Yeah.
Oh. Honest to God, it's one of the great things about living here. I love not having it be sticky. Almost anywhere else on the planet.
Literally.
I go and I'm like, ugh.
I told you this before. I did a gig in Florida and I went with a spray tan and a blowout and I left with like my spray tan off and curly hair and a different ethnicity. And I was like, this is not for me. I'm leaving. I can't do this. See you in December.
I really like, this is going to sound weird. Okay, great. Weird. Judge me if you will. I really like sweating if I'm working out or if I'm doing physical labor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I like sweating. I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's like a detox.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not weird.
You feel like the evil's leaving your body.
100%.
You do.
Yeah.
Feel like you're getting something
pasta,
for your
pasta, alcohol, out of here.
Man, but when I'm just sitting around, not
sweating
doing anything,
like
being my usual piece of garbage, I don't like sweating.
Start judging
I don't
yourself.
Like just sweating for sweating's sake.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
I get that.
Hey, Summerlin South Little League, what a game yesterday. They beat South Carolina 1-0. When we talked to our buddy Chris Mallory, we should see if we can get him on today, just really quick. When we talked to him the other day, as I recall, South Carolina was kind of the team to beat. So is this Connecticut team that they're going to play tomorrow. The boys, Summerlin South Little League, 3-0 at the Little League World Series. If they win tomorrow, the tournament, Michaela, is double elimination, which means you have to lose twice to lose.
Yeah.
To leave.
Okay, so you get like a rehearsal and then the real thing.
Yeah. So they won. Sure.
Yeah, right?
So they yes. Yes. So they so they're 3-0. They haven't lost yet.
Amazing.
So all they have to do is win tomorrow, then they play on Saturday for the championship. And yeah, I don't think they have to beat them twice. You know what I mean? I think they could still lose once and be gone.
Cool.
But at least you get to skip straight to the championship game.
Man.
And then if they win the U.S. championship on Saturday, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but then they play on Sunday for literally the Little League World Series.
God, these little dudes are so good.
Yeah, it's great.
And Chet, why didn't you tell me the manager of this team looks like The Undertaker?
I never picked up on that.
Seriously?
It's not my
thing. He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah,
with the glasses.
I couldn't have told you.
I was at Buffalo Wild Wings yesterday. Like, who the hell? What is he doing there? So when we talk to Chris, I need more info on this guy.
Can we try and track him down? Or is that on me?
Send the phone number. I'll give him a call.
Okay. I'll figure this out. Yeah, okay, cool. Oh, the other thing. Aces, huge game tonight against Atlanta. Atlanta's second in the league. Are we fifth? We're fourth or fifth? Something like that. In any event, but it's all tight. It's all super tight. We could end up with that second seed real easy. And yeah, this is just huge. And then, honestly, Thursday's game against Phoenix. Phoenix?
What?
I'm so excited. I can't get whole words out. Equally as huge. So
can't wait.
Now you're up to date. There we go. Relationship rehab. Emily in Symphony Park. Those condos, the apartments?
Yes.
Down by Smith Center?
Yes.
I feel like we've moved up in the world that we have a listener that actually admits to living there.
1,000%.
And admits to listening to this show. I feel very fancy right
now. Thank you for the admittal.
Emily in Symphony Park says you guys were talking a while back about whether somebody was pulling a bait and switch by getting her implants removed. Remember that last week?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She got her implants removed after she got her boyfriend to marry her. Well, I immediately thought of you guys when I heard this, and I'm not sure you're not to blame on this one because they listen to you every day like I do. I think they even came to that 702 day thing, which now I'm like, oh, who was it?
Who was it?
Who was it? We saw them.
Mm-hmm.
When we asked where this crazy idea came from, he said a friend made him think of it. My guess is you guys are that friend. Okay. So here's the caper. A friend of ours is paying for his girlfriend's boob job. The catch is, he's making her sign a contract for them.
Oh, my God.
May I continue?
Mm-hmm. Sorry, it was just an instant.
I know, you're very excited. He's making her sign a contract for them to protect his investment.
This is crazy.
Is it?
Hell yes.
I wonder, as we move forward, if the reason you think it's crazy is the same reason I think it's crazy. Because I do think it's crazy, but probably not for the reason you think it's crazy. He wants her to sign a contract, quote, to protect his investment. If they ever break up, she has to pay him back for the surgery, and she is unable to take them out as long as they're together unless she gets sick.
Oh, my God.
Emily continues, I think this is a recipe for disaster. This is like a perverted Sheldon Cooper. Oh, yeah. On Big Bang Theory, people not familiar with this, Sheldon had a very thick, 100 pages thick roommate agreement that you had to sign when you moved in.
Okay, well, that's what it's giving.
So this is, Sheldon Cooper.
She's right.
Sheldon Cooper for boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to hear what everyone says. Love you guys, says Emily in Symphony Park. Well, I think we already know how Michaela feels.
You do.
How do you feel? 702-364-9898. Caller number 25 will send you to Trevor Noah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
So Emily in Symphony Park has a friend who, and they think they might have got it from us, Michaela.
Mm-hmm.
After we were talking about last week where the where she got married and took her implants out.
Yeah.
And then the question came up, was it a bait and switch? Which, sure. You, as I recall, you said no.
Yeah. Oh, I was a hard no.
And I said, yeah, it's bait and switch. It just is. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It just is, but it is. So what?
Yeah. As someone who had implants and then took them out, hard no.
So, but that was then. This is now. He had her sign a contract. He had his girlfriend sign a contract because he's going to pay for the boob job. And the contract is to protect his investment. If they ever break up, she has to pay him back. And she can't take them out as long as they're together unless she gets sick. It's going to sound like I'm playing both sides. I realized. Because I had another thought during the song. It's going to sound like I'm playing both sides. I'm not. It's stupid. I think all of them are stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Adrian, where are we starting here?
Line 7 with Tony.
All right, Tony.
Hey.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I love a girl with the name Tony.
Yeah, T-O-N-I. what do you think?
I think he's insane, and I think that it's a gift. And honestly, like, if what is he going to do? Is he going to, like, if they break up, he's going to take her to court?
Yeah, take those out. They're mine.
Okay, why would she sign this?
Well, because she wants to get him done.
Okay, but so I mean, then, now, and just devil's advocate, can I just say this up front? I think all of this kind of stuff is ridiculous. I hate prenups. I hate, because if you love somebody, you should trust them. And
exactly.
Look, and if you want to do it, you do you. That's fine. And you can yell at me all you want. I just think, and how come guys don't sign them? Women don't ever make guys sign prenups.
Well, right, because they love them. And it's ridiculous.
But my only question, so I hate it for that reason. I'm kind of with you. Like, if you want to pay for it, pay for it.
You're enjoying it. You're by getting to look at them every day. So you got,
among other benefits. Mikayla's so mad she won't talk.
You know, I am. No, I'm letting everybody say so I don't infiltrate with my opinion.
Fair.
It's called maturity.
Since when?
Since 5 minutes ago.
What's this new thing?
Stop.
What do we? What do I have
I'm
to do?
Trying something
Wait,
new.
Do I have to do that too? Because I don't want to.
Don't.
Okay, I'm not gonna.
I'm just trying it on for size.
Fair. Yeah, I guess that's
it. No, it's a gift. It's a gift that you can't make someone. It's her body part, number one.
But again,
and number two, it's a gift. You can't actually make someone give you a gift back or pay for it.
So then I'll go back to my original question. Then why is she signing this? That's the other question I have about it. It's like, why do we present them? Why do men present them? Generally, it's men. But why do men present, and why do women sign them?
Well, it almost seems like he's trying to trap her into staying with them, but I don't know.
Is she signing like an all-around prenup, or it's specifically a contract for her breasts?
Based on what we know, it's a boob job.
Just the boobies.
It's a boob job contract.
Yeah.
To protect his investment.
I mean, did he get a lawyer and like draft?
See, because that's insane. It's not even like a full prenup of his assets. It's like just this surgery.
Because he's paying for it. He's protecting his investment.
Yeah.
Investment sounds wild.
Right? Right? But it is. When you think about it, it is. He's paying for that. He's investing.
I mean,
I'm not saying I agree with it. I'm just, facts don't have feelings.
I'm telling you, I date women, and if I ever went to a woman, which I would never, and I was like, all right, I'll buy you these implants. We got to sign a contract. Mm-hmm. Those are mine.
I'm not paying them.
Can you imagine?
I'm not paying for them just for you to take them out.
Yeah. Okay. Like, that's insane. Like, just saying it out loud is like, what?
The fact that she even signed it is silly.
This is what I say.
She probably thinks that, like, well, he's not going to come after me for it, so I'm just going to sign it anyway and get it done.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she loves him and she's like, listen, I just want to be with you, so don't be weird. I'm going to sign it. We'll be together. I don't know her perspective, but if I were her sister, I would have been like, mm-mm, girl, that's like controlling behavior. And that's so weird. It's just a weird thing. Like, it's just so weird.
Tony, clear out Saturday, November 8th. Have fun at the Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau when you see Trevor Noah.
I love him.
Yay.
Secretly, he loves you back. And why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't he? All right, hang on one second.
Have fun.
Yeah, this will be good. All right, then. Rock. Oh, my God. You know what we love more than as no offense to Tony, because we love Tony, obviously. You know what we love just as much, maybe even more than a girl named Tony?
What?
A girl named Rocky.
Yes. Oh.
Holy crap.
Love this.
Tony, what do you think? Or I'm Rocky. What do you think? Sorry.
I don't even know where to begin, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She was sick enough to put up a contract. She's dumb enough to sign a contract. And for three, I would have never told anybody. I would have taken that to the grave with me. Why would you tell anybody?
You're so fired up, it's making your phone cut out.
She's electrifying.
It's a free will. Like, how dare you? People are like, oh, how dare you? It's America. That's part of America. We have that free will to make this stupid decision. And we make it a contract and we're a stupid thing that I find it. And it's, yeah, your investment, but with interest. Interest that you get to call them whenever you want and that no other man can. Oh, honey, somebody else is going to call them.
I love you.
I don't care what you have or sign.
I love you to tears, but your phone is awful this morning. We gotta let you go. But no, you are fantastic. You really are.
I know. I agree with everything.
All I heard was boom, 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 but it was great.
Yeah. No.
But it was so good.
It was so good. Because I agreed with everything she said.
I heard something about America. I don't know.
Yeah. Listen, I could hear her pretty good. She was just saying that she did not understand whether girl was dumb enough to even tell anybody. Like, if you're going to do it, why even tell somebody that you're signing that? Because it's insane.
Because they're friends. Monique, you're up.
Hi, yes.
Hi.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
I totally think that it's crazy. But on the other hand, you know, there's all these women out here just trying to get, you know, all kinds of things out of men. And it's like, I understand his side, but I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. The relationship would probably be over.
Yeah, I'd feel dirty. It just doesn't feel right. From an emotion standpoint, if I love you, I just don't know. Hey, Liz, take us home here.
Okay, I think there's nothing but control involved here. This is nuts. He is a psycho. I think this is a huge sign that this is a relationship she does not want any part of.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a little tip of that iceberg. And how sad that her self-esteem is so low that she needs to accept something like this.
Yeah.
Like, he can't just be happy with the size of her breasts, the way she looks. He can't just be happy with that. I get it if she's not. But if she isn't, then why not just take your own independent action and go get your own boob job and forget him?
Do you feel that way about all prenups?
So I think it depends because, for example, I have a girlfriend who had a life, she had a really good life before she remarried. She had a lot of money. She had a child involved. So then she was entering into a marriage. She did a prenup, but only until the marriage was 15 years or younger. If the marriage didn't last at least 15 years, then there was a different percentage that went to her daughter and then to her new spouse because she was trying to protect her daughter's assets.
But so she had him sign the prenup.
She did.
That's different.
If the marriage didn't last at least 15, like if the marriage bit the dust in like 10 or 12, then her daughter got a giant percentage of this woman's assets. If the marriage lasted 15 years or longer, then the percentage decreased tremendously. She just wanted to make sure that what she was entering in was going to protect her daughter.
But I feel like prenups are made for, like, if this guy made $100 million before he met her, then the prenup is like, if we get divorced, you don't get that $100 million that I made before you. I think that's such a difference than a breast job for his wife's totally. Body. Like, they're two totally different things.
Sure.
I agree.
And by the way, with the prenup thing, just my personal deal on it is like, so wait, so you're already planning to get divorced? That's just how I look at it. Like, I'm not getting married. If I think we're going to get divorced, I shouldn't marry you.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just my weird little moral hang up.
Yeah, for sure.
A prenup is an agreement before marriage. This isn't even that. This doesn't even involve marriage.
Yeah.
This is just a situation where you're just his girlfriend. There's no way I would. No, this guy's nuts.
Mm-hmm. He's crazy.
If I'm just putting it into where he's paying for this and he does want to protect his investment, okay, sure. But this is disgusting.
Yeah, you it's not an investment. Like, it's his girlfriend.
Like, I hear you, bro, but this is... This has got a lot more to it than that. It's just not that simple. Right?
I couldn't agree more. I think there's so much more about this guy, and this is just the tip of the iceberg. And if I was this girl, I would just save the money for my boobs.
Woof.
Yeah, girl, just do it yourself and bounce.
All right, Liz. Thank you, pal. Have a great day.
Bye, Liz.
You too. Bye, guys.
Don't road rage. Hopefully you got it all out. Just like all of a sudden you get up to the stoplight and you're like, I'm so mad. Why? I don't even know why.
Normal people, crazy lives.
It's my fave radio station.
The Chip Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Put your phone down. We got stuff to do. No,
I'm back,
on.
Baby.
Come on, dude. What are you? Come on.
I'm here. Hello.
No, it was funny because she's looking at her phone. And then and I could tell you're returning a text really quick.
Uh-huh.
And then I go, hey, just so you know, are you ready? And she gave me the one moment.
No, I said yes.
Well, I don't know.
You didn't hear me?
You didn't say nothing. Plot twist. Remember Tony from a minute ago?
Yeah.
Tony, tell Michaela what you just told Adrian and I.
Well, I was like, I probably should have mentioned that someone paid for my boots to get done.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, so we're there. Are you still with them?
I am not.
Were there stipulations?
There were. They were a gift. And you know what? I breastfed my kid for 2 years. And my boyfriend at the time was like, hey, you know, I want to like go buy you bathing suits. I want to do this. I'm going to treat you to things, you know? And I was like, I'm not wearing that. Like, I look crazy.
It's not right. Yeah, it's just not quite right.
Yeah, and I didn't have the money to get them done, and they weren't my idea. And so he was like, I'll buy them for you. And I had never had surgery before, and I was scared, but I said, okay. He didn't ask me to sign anything. It's ridiculous. It's a gift. And he got to enjoy it, to look at them. So, you know, and then we broke up. He didn't ask for anything back. It's just crazy.
That's kind of silly.
Yeah, and listen, I know a girl who bought her girlfriend boobies, and same conversation. It was like not a thing. Like a girl or a guy, if you buy it, that's what it is, period. It's a gift.
Yeah, just be nice, be generous. If you're not going to be a generous person, then, you know, then don't offer it.
Well,
if you can't afford it, it's your investment, but if obviously you can't, in your mind, afford it if you want to ask for the money back.
I will just say, as much as I go, this is disgusting, I don't like it. Why is she signing? That's my only hang up.
Yeah, I mean, I liked how Rocky said she just may be very insecure and she does love him, doesn't have a lot of confidence.
Maybe she doesn't care. Maybe she's like, I'll fight this.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't.
There's a lot of maybes. There's a lot of maybes.
Yeah. But you're saying you don't know why she signed it.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm trying to say? Is that she's not a victim. She's not a victim.
Yeah.
I don't know that there is a victim. I just think there's two people entering into a decision that I don't agree with, but I don't know that she's a victim.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say she was. Her friend, if she wrote in, I would say yes. Her friend writing in, a concerned friend, that girl's deal is, but...
If she writes in saying, I can't believe he's making me do this, should I break up, we would all say yes.
Yeah, 100%.
We'd probably be a resounding yes.
Well, you know, it was probably her idea, and that's why she probably asked him to do it.
Right.
And then he was like, well, if I do it, then I'll, you know, you got to pay me back.
Yeah, and then he went, this will be whatever. Cool, but how much do I trust her?
Maybe.
It's just all bad, isn't it? It's just all bad. All right. Have a great day. Do you still need to talk to Adrian?
I don't think so.
Oh, no, we're all good.
Adrian, you good?
All good.
You're good.
Courts adjourned.
Oh, well, I'm going to hang up the phone then.
To the loo. Right. Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
See you later.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, why you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! 9:04 on Tuesday morning, the 19th day of August, 2025. Hey, by the way, thanks to everybody who reached out after we were just talking to our buddy Chris Mallory, the president of the Summerlin South Little League.
Oh, yeah.
With all of your just texts of support and messages of support and, oh, my God, these kids are awesome and blah, blah, blah.
Where can we donate?
Yeah, where can we? Well, they didn't actually. Are you getting that?
I did. My sister-in-law asked if the GoFundMe was still going because she wanted to help out.
Yeah, and right now, and it's like, well, why would I donate if they're already there? Well, it's to defer, you know, just to help out.
Yeah, the costs and stuff.
With the expenses. Yeah, there's a GoFundMe. Go to GoFundMe and put in Summerlin South Little League, and there's a thing for the parents. there. No, it's awesome. It's a good thing. No, it's good. It's good. It's good.
We're speaking our own language over here through our eyes.
Was it you that was telling me, does Lisa have sleep apnea?
No.
Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
Me too.
I forget.
It's rough.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those that do.
They believe that they have found, Adrian, was it you? I swear to God it was in this room. That somebody's, do you have sleep
Lisa
apnea?
Lisa snores.
I do. I have sleep apnea.
Do you have the thing?
The machine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a machine.
Okay. So maybe it was you. Promising new treatment for snoring and sleep apnea. Yeah. You know what'll help my sleep and my snoring?
Hmm.
If I don't drink.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
My wife is like, oh, no.
Roll them over.
Yeah, weekends.
Living it up.
Oh, no. They did a study in India, and it's not extensive. You know what I mean? It's kind of a small study.
Mm-hmm.
They have found, but they did it over like 6 months, 30 people did a sleep study. After 6 months, more than a third were less sleepy during the day and had better quality of sleep compared to those who did not have the sleep apnea.
Mm.
They believe the secret is spending 15 minutes a day. You know those shells that you get in Hawaii?
Yeah.
The conch?
Yeah, the conch.
Conch? Mm-hmm. Conch? Conch?
I know what you mean.
Conch?
Mm-hmm.
Conch?
Conch.
Which, what is it?
Conch.
Which
I think
it?
It's conch.
Conch. Are you saying conch?
Conch.
Conch? Are like you saying Pam or Pan?
I'm saying
are
Pam.
Is he saying pow?
I'm saying...
Sorry, I saw Step Brothers over the weekend.
No, it's good.
This ancient technique is simple, low cost, and medication free. That if you just spend 15 minutes a day, who's going to do that?
I know.
But 15 minutes a day blowing in the, how do you say?
Conch.
Shell.
Pam.
Pow. Pow, pow. If you do that 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and apparently it makes you breathe better. And it which kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
It's kind of like you're training the muscle.
Yeah.
That supposedly it'll cure you.
Listen, I feel it'd be worth it. Lisa doesn't have sleep apnea, but she snores. And I got her that mouth tape, hopefully, so that she would use it. And asked me how many times she has. I don't even think we can find it.
Who wants that?
Listen,
who wants that?
No, nobody wants it, but I need her to want it. I want her to want it. Now I'm going to get a conch and see how that goes.
I get it. 15 minutes, just go out in the backyard with the dogs.
Lisa.
Can you imagine, though? Who's doing that? All of a sudden, the HOA. HOA is getting... Somebody.
Somebody's out in the backyard.
15 minutes a day.
Blown into this conch. Conch.
Yeah, you do it in the door.
Conch.
Or do it inside.
The HOA is like...
They still hear it outside.
The HOA writes you a letter. They're like, but how do you say it? Conch? Conch?
Well, you know how to spell it. C-O-N-C-H.
Yeah.
Well, so you're no help over there.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know what you guys are saying. This conch looks inappropriate. I'll leave it at that.
C-O-N-C-H. Are you Googling?
Yeah, I Googled it, and I got images of it, and it looks inappropriate. Yeah.
Well,
so I'm staying away from it.
Just get one of those. Yeah, get one of those.
Yeah.
One of our Hawaiian friends.
Yep.
We are the Ninth Island.
Or the Love Store.
What? That's the wrong end. Just say.
3, 2, 1.
Normal people, abnormal lives. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Turn it up.
Have you ever been in a situation where you've paid extra for a window seat on a plane?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with this concept. I've certainly chosen a window seat before, or I've sat in an aisle seat and gone, where's the window?
Yeah, what, yeah, yeah.
You know what happened? So apparently there are lawsuits brewing a law firm in California starting to feed this out to the press. Delta and United could be facing federal class action lawsuits over allegations that they have sold window seats that don't have a window. Because yeah. sometimes the window doesn't line up.
Right, right.
With how that all goes, possibly because the airline squeezes much space, you know, they squeeze it down.
100%.
So it all doesn't line up with the way that, you know, the airplane maker said, well, this is probably how much space they're going to need. And the airline went, we'll see about that. So there are times when there's no window at all. And there are some people that are going, we're not having it. So I can't imagine them selling you a window seat and not having one, but apparently that's happened.
I believe it. The weirdest things happen on the plane, and then usually they just give you like a credit. They try to make up for it.
Some airlines, so United and Delta have been singled out because they don't say anything. American Airlines and others do alert customers that some seats have, quote, no window view. So if you go to choose it, whatever. Now, other people go, it's great not having a window because then you can just lean up against it.
Yeah, for sure.
You're going to shut the shade anyway.
Because it gets cold.
So no comment from the airlines. It's possible this could lead to them removing the extra charge for those particular seats. But then the question becomes, do they actually know? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, how much do they know when that plane is assigned to that route and this and that and the other thing? Who knows?
Well, if you don't know, then you better stop charging us until you can be 100%.
That's what they're saying and the lawsuit and all that other kind of stuff.
Yeah, you guys have one job, okay? Let us know what's going on the plane.
I've never cared that much. I've just kind of been like,
same, actually.
Oh, sucks for me at this point, but what do I care?
Yeah.
I'm watching Suits anyway and it doesn't matter. I mean, you know. We'll get there when we get there. Oh, no.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, it's the more you know before we go. Singapore is pretty buttoned up. You know what I mean? Like, they have really harsh laws.
Yeah.
I remember there was a few years ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, some dude, I want to say, spit gum on the sidewalk, and they caned him.
No!
They take a stick, like a bamboo stick, and they beat you across the back of your legs.
That's crazy.
On the flip side of it, Singapore has a government agency, quote, to promote marriage and romance and foster opportunities for singles to interact in social settings. They want you having babies.
Okay.
Is the deal. And the government's willing to make sure it happens. It's kind of like a government dating app.
Yeah, Singapore, almost. You're giving mixed messages.
Well, I was just kind of showing that maybe that the government's heavily involved in Singapore. The Washington Generals, have you heard of them?
Uh-uh.
They're the team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters. They lost 2,495 times in a row before they screwed up, actually, and beat them January 5th, 1971.
I love it.
Yeah, that whole thing, that's not supposed to happen, but it just is. And you may be interested, this is just weird, weird sports news. The Colorado Rockies mascot, Major League Baseball?
Yeah.
Worst team this year. Just, they're god-awful. Their mascot is a triceratops. Because a dinosaur rib bone was discovered when they were digging up the ground to build their ballpark back in the mid-90s.
That's insane.
I never knew that until this very moment.
Oh, that's really cool, actually.
Everybody, have an amazing day. We will see you tonight at Michelob Ultra Arena. Boy, is this a big game for the Aces. Atlanta is number 2 in the league. We're number 4 right now. Playoff implications all over the place. It's going to be giant. If you're in the house, please come and say hello. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985 KLUC. Adrian!
Chetty, let's make this nice, quick, and short. Heavyweight Radio on Instagram and TikTok. Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. That's all I got.
And Michaela Gordon.
You can follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'm doing some things, but nothing worth watching, so.
Want to remind you, High Low, I Want to Go to Disneyland is back starting Monday. So we still have time. Just wanted to put the idea in your head. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Call somebody today. Tell them you love them that you haven't told in a while. You never know how much they might need that. And it's really great for you, too. Also, be a friend to somebody who might not otherwise have a friend because you never know whose life you're going to save. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.